The recent wave of migrants from the southern border is putting financial pressure on many states. In Massachusetts, state officials and immigrant advocates want to speed up the pathway people use to be able to work legally. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, work authorization not only helps the migrants and their families, it also helps local businesses.
In New Bedford, Massachusetts, on the state's southern coast, workers operate machines that stitch colorful logos onto gear. The company Ahead customizes golf hats, shirts, and jackets on a production floor that's as big as an airplane hangar.
This area is the embroidery area. That is the largest area.
Barbara Casagrande, vice president of operations at Ahead, says the company is particularly busy now as the spring golf season starts up. Ahead employs about 200 people. 60 of them, mostly immigrants, work here on the factory floor. Some have been here for years, while others have just arrived.
My name is Musette Jean-Pierre.
Musette Jean-Pierre from Haiti has been working at Ahead for the past month and a half. She says she left Haiti in 2015 for Brazil, where she worked cleaning hospitals. But she struggled to support her family and couldn't return to Haiti because of the political turmoil there. So a year ago, with her husband and two children, she came to Massachusetts and is waiting for her immigration hearing. In the meantime, she and her husband applied for and received authorization to work, which allowed them to move out of a shelter and into their own rental in New Bedford.
And what is your hope? I mean, what do you hope your life becomes in America?
Jean-Pierre says she has a lot of hopes, but that she's starting slowly, step by step. Her supervisor, Gorette Sylvia, who's interpreting for me, says Jean-Pierre is a great addition to a company that needs workers.
I like her. She's doing an awesome job, and she hasn't even been here long. This place is about so many different nationalities. There is Brazilian, Portuguese, Haiti, Guatemalans, oh my God, Colombian. That's what America's all about.
At the core of every single conversation is, we want to work, help us get there.
Christina Aguilera is the executive director of the Office for Refugees and Immigrants in Massachusetts. She says the vast majority of migrants are here legally, awaiting immigration and asylum hearings, which in some cases are scheduled years from now. Aguilera says applying for authorization to work is the key to moving migrants out of an overburdened shelter system and into the workforce where they're needed.
So I think it's a win-win situation. These individuals that are here with a broad range of skills can really, you know, fill those gaps.
But getting work permits can be slow, sometimes taking as long as 18 months.
It has been so frustrating over the past several months.
That's U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. She and Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey have been urging the Biden administration to speed up the process.
I talk to migrants who are here who are desperate to work. I talk to employers who say, I need workers, and we can't get them together because federal law blocks it.
Warren says the federal government is finally taking action to approve work permits more quickly. Now, in some cases, it can take just 3 weeks. And the Biden administration just announced that for those migrants already working, permits will be extended by a year and a half.
And that means that people won't have to quit working because their work permit has run out and yet their status hasn't been resolved. It means they can keep right on working.
But big challenges remain. According to Governor Healey's office, some 11,000 migrants entered the state last year. Only a fraction of them, about 2,700, have work permits. And an even smaller number, just over 500, have been placed in jobs so far. That concerns critics of the Healey administration, like Amy Carnevale, chair of the state Republican Party.
Migrants are continuing to come into Massachusetts and expedited rate with no real long-term solution in place.
Carnevale says faster work authorizations don't solve the underlying problem, which she says is the state's right to shelter law. That guarantees housing to families in need, including migrant families, who continue to arrive, overwhelming the state's shelter system and straining the state budget.
We think that the fundamental law guaranteeing the right to housing to migrants needs to be amended to impose a residency requirement. That's something that Republican legislators on Beacon Hill have proposed.
But Democrats oppose that. And rather than focus on the cost of the current migrant wave, advocates point to what immigrants contribute in the long term.
Having these migrants This is more people to do the jobs.
Again, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
But it's also more people then who are spending money in the stores and more people who are paying taxes. It's good for our economy.
Back at the New Bedford factory, Tracy Sylvia, head of human resources at AHEAD, says immigrants like Musette Jean-Pierre are a key part of the company's success.
The people out on the floor are the heart of the operation. Without them, we can't get our product out the door. They don't deserve the reputation or the bad rap that they get for being immigrants.
Mas eu gostei tudo, porque não está muito difícil.
For her part, Jean-Pierre says she likes her job and is learning new skills and wants to keep working. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.